This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza City Sunday killed at least 33 people, including 8 children. This, according to Gaza's health ministry, it was the deadliest attack since the current round of fighting broke out last week between Israel and Hamas. Early Sunday, Israel bombed the house of Yahya al-Sinwar, the top Hamas leader in Gaza, on the seventh straight day of hostilities. It was not immediately clear if Sinwar was home. Israel's air and artillery assaults against Palestinian militants will continue as long as needed, according to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking on Saturday. Netanyahu also thanked U.S. President Joe Biden and other world leaders for their support. Biden called Netanyahu Saturday and said he condemned the rocket attacks by Hamas and reaffirmed U.S. support for Israel's right to defend itself from Hamas and other terrorist groups. A White House readout of the call said the U.S. leader also expressed concern for the safety of journalists and the need to ensure their protection. President Biden also spoke by phone with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He updated President Abbas on U.S. diplomatic efforts to end the ongoing conflict, stressing that Hamas must stop firing rockets into Israel. Biden also underscored his commitment to a negotiated two-state solution as the best path to reach a just and lasting resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, according to the White House. The call was the first conversation between President Biden and President Abbas since Mr. Biden assumed the U.S. presidency in January. And U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Sunday for an immediate ceasefire among Israelis and Palestinians at an emergency online meeting of the U.N. Security Council. This is VOA News. A convicted leader of a Greek neo-Nazi party has been extradited to Athens to serve out a 13-year prison sentence. He was convicted of helping to run a violent, decade-long campaign that targeted the ideological opponents, including immigrants, leftists, and people who are gay, ideological opponents of his party. Of course, Ioannis Lagos was extradited from Brussels, where he held a seat in the European Parliament since 2019, enjoying diplomatic immunity while drawing a parliamentary salary, despite his conviction last year. He was sentenced to prison in absentia, convicted with 5 other senior leaders of the Golden Dawn Party. It was the biggest hearing of a fascist organization in Europe since the Nuremberg trials of Nazi leaders in the 1940s. He fled to Brussels within hours of the conviction, eluding extradition for nearly 8 months. The brazenness with which Lagos evaded justice was a source of embarrassment to both Greece and to Belgium. After Belgian police arrested him last month, the European lawmakers voted to remove his immunity and extradited him back to Greece to serve his sentence with other party members. The Republic of Congo's president, Denis Sassou Nguesso, has chosen a new government that includes his son, as well as an opposition leader. This, according to a statement read on public television. The previous government resigned earlier this month in a procedural move after Sassou Nguesso easily won a 5th term in a March election when his main opponent died of COVID-19 on polling day. The new government has 36 members, including 4 ministers and 8 women, the official statement said on Saturday night. Sassou Nguesso is one of the world's oldest, longest-serving leaders. Bruno Covas, the mayor of Brazil's largest city and financial hub, Sao Paulo, has died of cancer. This according to the hospital where he was being treated on Sunday. Tributes poured in from across the political spectrum for Covas. He followed in the political footsteps of his grandfather, Mario Covas, who served as both mayor and governor of Sao Paulo. Covas was 41. Back-to-back tornadoes have killed 12 people in central and eastern China and left more than 300 others injured. State media said 8 people died in the city of Wuhan and 230 were injured after a Friday night tornado. 4 others died and 149 were injured after a tornado about 90 minutes earlier in Jiangsu province. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.